Hey everybody, it's the 23rd of July. Welcome to Pray Today, and I hope this has been encouraging for you as we go through Proverbs. We're in the 23rd chapter on the 23rd day of July, and we're in verse 4 today, and it says this. In fact, I'll read 4 and 5. I like both of them. It says, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle." Boy, isn't that true? Don't wear yourself out to get rich. You know, you've probably heard stories of people who had very little, and they win the lottery, millions of dollars in the lottery, and they think that it's going to solve every life's problem. And I have read accounts of people who have had very little, who have won the lottery, and it has absolutely ruined them. It has caused divorces. It has broken relationships. People are trying to take their money. People who never paid any attention to them, or family members try to get into their life because they've got money. Money is so overrated. Now, I don't think there's any of us who don't want to be comfortable, but money can be far too important to us. Jesus said money is the root of all kinds of evil. And he doesn't say money is the root of all evil. He says all kinds of evil. But we're not to wear ourselves out to get rich. That is not the means to the end, getting rich. You know, you look at professional athletes and movie stars, and really the great vast majority of them have every material thing you could ever imagine, and they're still searching, and they're not happy. And so I want to ask you this. How important is money to you? How important is possessions to you? God blesses some people with more finances than others, more possessions than others. I think the biblical principle that when he gives a lot is expected in return. I know that's a lot. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to get to heaven. That doesn't mean it's impossible, because he follows it by saying, because the disciples said, "How's it even possible?" And Jesus said, without God, it's not. But with God, all things are possible. But money can really destroy lives. So I want you to ask you this. What is your definition of success? Does it mean having all the money and possessions you could ever have? Because I'll tell you this, that doesn't bring fulfillment. We are not to wear ourselves out. We're not to put so much focus on getting rich that it's what we think about all the time. We're to think about God and his plans for our lives. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone. You know, we don't get to take it to heaven with us. What do you do with what you have? And are you too focused on money? Let's pray about that. Father, forgive us when we get selfish. Forgive us when we think way more about money than we should. Lord, for those people hearing this who are struggling financially, I just pray your provision for them. Lord, for those listening who have plenty, who have everything they need, would you help us to differentiate and remember the difference between what we need and what we want? God, you taught us through your son Jesus to pray like this: "Give us today our daily bread." Lord, you didn't say give us today a full buffet. You said give us today our daily bread, our very sustenance, what we need. And Lord, you know what we need more than we do. Thank you for the material blessings that you've given us. But Lord, may they not become little gods to us. May we have one God, and that God being you. We don't want to worship money or possessions, Lord. We don't want it to be more important than it should be. So Lord, if that's a stumbling block for us, would you remind us that happiness never comes through possessions? Give us today, Lord, our daily bread. And those of us who do have a lot, may we be generous and give and give and give, Lord, bringing joy to our hearts to give out of the blessings that you have given to us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.